This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Monday's headlines. And we begin along the Gulf Coast as President Obama makes yet another trip to the Gulf Coast to survey the damage caused by the largest oil spill in American history and also spend a couple of days there rather than just a few hours as he has previously and been criticized for. The president visiting Mississippi, Alabama, and overnight he'll be staying in Pensacola, Florida. And then Tuesday night, the president will be speaking live from the Oval Office in a national address to the American people about his administration's response to this massive oil spill, as well as we're expected to hear a massive pitch for his version of energy reform. The president spoke publicly in both Mississippi and Alabama on Monday. Speaking in Alabama, the president says he's very concerned about the environmental and economic impact of this spill, but he says it goes even deeper than that.
There's a sense that this disaster is not only threatening our fishermen and our shrimpers and our oystermen, not only affecting potentially precious marshes and wetlands and estuaries and waters that are part of what makes the Gulf Coast so special, there's also a fear that it can have a long-term impact on a way of life that has been passed on for generations.
The president also giving a brief update on what's being done to try and contain the spill.
One of the things that came out of this discussion is how do we make sure that there's effective coordination in terms of skimmers, vessels of opportunity that are out in the water right now. Can we make sure that they are responding as quickly as possible to the oil before it starts getting closer to shore?
The president also saying it's important to give a clear message to people who have vacation plans along the Gulf Coast. In the vast majority of areas, the place you want to go is just fine.
If people want to know what can they do to help folks down here, one of the best ways to help is to come down here and enjoy the outstanding hospitality.
As mentioned, the president will address the nation on Tuesday night, and during part of that address, he's expected to try and make a push for a special fund to be created in order to make sure that everyone who deserves economic compensation gets that compensation. The money would be provided by BP, but would not be handed out by BP. Also today, while focusing on the containment of the oil spill, the president also working on containment of the damage to the reputation of his administration based on negative public opinion on how his administration has responded to this crisis. In a couple of different statements today, the president made it clear he's also very conscious of how his administration is being evaluated. Case in point, the number of trips he's made to the region.
What I've heard from a number of local officials during my trip today is what I've heard from folks on each of the four visits that I've made to this region since the Deepwater Horizon explosion happened in April.
Second, of course, has been the pressure on BP to do a better job on stopping the flow of oil from the ruptured oil rig and to contain the damage caused by the slick. The president claims he's made serious progress in that area.
After seeing an initial oil collection plan from BP, we went back to them and said that they need to move faster and more aggressively. And they have now come back with a plan to accelerate steps to contain over 50,000 barrels a day by the end of June.
For political analysis of the president's trip to the Gulf today, as well as what we can expect in his speech Tuesday night, please head to worldnetdaily.com or dateline.radioamerica.org to catch my interview with Rich Galen, former speechwriter for Dan Quayle and Newt Gingrich. He's now an online columnist with Mullings.com. He'll talk about how hard it is for President Obama or any politician to reverse public perception once that perception has gone negative. Also today, Democratic North Carolina Congressman Bob Etheridge in a bit of hot water following a viral video on the internet showing him getting rough with a couple of alleged college-aged reporters. The issue was first broadcast on BigGovernment.com, and here is the audio of that altercation as the supposed journalist asked the congressman a question.
Do you fully support the Obama agenda?
Who are you? Who are you?
Whoa.
Who are you?
Oh.
Who are you?
I'm here for a project, sir.
Tell me who you are.
We're just here for a project, sir.
Tell me who you are.
We're just here for a project.
No, I don't
sir,
care about
please let go of my hand.
Tell me who you are.
I'm just a student, sir.
From...
We're just students. That's all we are.
I have a right to know who you are.
Sir, all we are students.
So am I. Who are you? Who are you?
Please let go of my arm, sir.
Who are you?
Sir, please.
Congressman,
sir.
Please let go of me.
What you couldn't see, obviously, is that in the beginning, the congressman grabbed at the camera of one of the supposed reporters and then grabbed his arm. Later, he spun out of the grip on the arm and grabbed the young man by the back of the neck. Congressman Etheridge, after that video having gone viral over the past couple of days, releasing a statement on Monday saying, quote, "I have seen the video posted on several blogs. I deeply and profoundly regret my reaction, and I apologize to all involved. Throughout my many years of service to the people of North Carolina, I have always tried to treat people from all viewpoints with respect. No matter how intrusive and partisan our politics can become, this does not justify a poor response. I have and I will always work to promote a civil public discourse." Etheridge is a 7-term congressman from North Carolina's 2nd Congressional District. Before this video came out, he wasn't expected to have a serious threat to keeping that seat in November. Now, national Republicans are considering that a bigger target than before. For analysis of just what this incident does to the reelection campaign of Congressman Etheridge and what the Republicans seem to think it seems to indicate about the entire Democratic National Party, check out my interview with Paul Lindsay of the National Republican Congressional Committee. That's also found at worldnetdaily.com, dateline.radioamerica.org. And while you're there, please find my interview with Dr. Waleed Faris, who will give his analysis of Israel slightly easing that blockade of Gaza, as well as will get his reaction to the U.S. sending $400 million in aid directly to Gaza, which, of course, is controlled by the terrorist group Hamas. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.